What's up, everybody? It's Looch Dog here with the voice of One Wheel. Belly is in tow. Clyde is ready to go. This one's fun. We've got Keel Hart coming on talking about the woodwork that he makes with flames, with fire, with wood, with smoke. It's cool. It's awesome. You'll see it all here coming up, and you'll listen to the show next here on the podcast. Plus, Belly and I are padding up for the entire episode. We've got helmets on, rocking them. Because of the intense debate going on in some of the Facebook groups, the group seems to be split right down the middle. Should I wear a helmet? Should you? Is it your business? Is it mine? Let's talk about it. Let's get into it. And it's all coming up next right here on the Voice of One Wheel. And don't forget, One Love, the short film about One Wheels, is live right now on our channel right over there on YouTube, TTR Studios. Go check it out and make sure you're subscribed so that you're in the running for all of the prizes that we've got to give away on Thursday for the One Wheel of Treasure. 8 p.m. Eastern. Don't miss it. We're excited for it. But for now, to hold you over until then, it is the Voice of One Wheel. Welcome back, folks. Strap it on for another Voice of One Wheel. Ready to go from Studio A. Belly's doing some work back here. Clyde is ready to rock. You guys are over here in the social media lounge, and we are excited to talk to you on another Tuesday, because we got wood. That's right, folks, and it's all Keel Hart's fault. He has some really cool artwork that he is burning in to the lumber. It looks really cool, and he's been making it for a lot of the vendors lately, and I want to show off some of the artwork that he's done. We have some here from Studio A that we will, of course, show you later today. Welcome to the show. Welcome to all of the podcasters. If you're watching on YouTube, if you're watching on the live stream and Facebook, man, we're everywhere, and you know why? Because we've got one star of the show. He's awesome. He's amazing. He's not me. He's this guy. Belly Matt LaBelle, ladies and gentlemen. What's up, man?
I honestly thought you were going to Clyde.
That would have been touchdown worthy.
My camera is a little out of it, but it's okay. And by the way, Keel is working on pyrography.
Is that what we're
pyrography,
calling?
Pyrography. Pyro. Wow. I guess it's a firewood burning artwork. So we got a real artist coming on soon.
Look. Can you just tease him? Can you just give like a quick tease, like a just 30 second, not even like
what
a,
am
like
I teasing
like a,
him with?
A blip, like a picture of it, just a blip of the website. I want them to just get an idea of how cool this stuff looks. Are you ready, people? We're only going to do it for like two, like not even a second. Are you ready? There it comes.
And it's gone.
All right. So we're going to have a lot of fun with you guys today. Thanks for joining us. Let's get right to the show. Belly. You got some ideas for Race for the Rails, for Float Life Fest 3.
Yes.
You just hit me with it, and it all stems from
all
Star Wars.
All I do is just leave ideas overnight for Looch.
Again.
Like just little like surprises, like droppings around.
And I have no problem with that.
And it's the reverse when I wake up in the afternoon.
He's got text message for me, like notes laying on the ground, shredded apart, because one of them was good, one of them was bad.
In the 4 hours since he wrote the idea, he's loved it to hated it before I've even woken up.
He gets up for a drink in the middle of the night. I'm on my knees, like outside his room, just tearing up paper.
Oh no, that's a little weird. That hasn't happened, I swear.
All right, so what is your new idea that stems from Star Wars?
Star Wars?
Yeah. Didn't you just tell me it was from Star Wars? How
no,
the belt?
That was for Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters. Excuse me. All right. Well,
we were talking about how we were going to get the best interviews, good audio, everything put together during the two great events coming up, Race for the Rail.
Which I will be at.
And Float Life Fest 3.
Which Belly will be
at. Which I will be at. We will be having a good old time at those, but we do want to get some really good content and while we're there. So we have a little, there are ways to portably interview people. Obviously this is 2019. This isn't the Stone Ages.
Well, I'm not going to just have a cell phone out there. What are we doing? It's not amateur hour.
Well, we're not going to do the cell phone this year. Instead, I'm going to bring a whole contraption. Looch is going to bring a whole contraption. It's basically going to be a belt, and it's going to be this thing. It's going to have two mics.
It looks like a taser.
It does look like a taser.
But we basically have a portable studio that Belly's going to strap onto his belt, have a microphone attached to. Maybe John Stock will do it. Yep. I know he's been talking to us about doing some field work out there this year as well. Really hope that he can. because
he'll be the first person I probably interview.
Well,
the rest of the weekend will all of a sudden be gone because me and John Stock talk for 4 days straight.
Yeah.
So, because I know I love talking. You mightn't be surprised by that, but I love it.
Well, dude, his fish bones are awesome. I'm so excited to get mine. Apparently, mine are in the mail, and they're coming. So,
yes.
Any kind of concave. I'm just down, and I want to try all of them. And he's been telling me that they're really, you know, doing well in the sales, and everybody's enjoying them.
And we've heard it from a few other people how it's changed the way they ride and what they... they're real, that carviness you get out of it.
You get locked in.
Locked in.
Locked in. So, okay, if you can see me on air, you can see that I'm fidgeting with some things because I'm making sure. I just want to make sure that we sound, you know, as good as possible and look, you know, as good as you can make us look. But Keel's coming on. Pumped to do this. You're going to have some very good interviews, like you said, for Float Life Fest. So if you want to talk to us and you want to, you know, report back, that's something that we're going to be doing and we'll be able to do in a pretty professional level. It's kind of the standard that we're shooting for here.
So how I learned about something like this is I was at Comic-Con last year and I went to a little podcasting game meeting and like going around like
Did you?
Were people up front talking to like the audience about getting podcasts started and like what working on them.
Working off the clock. This guy.
Yeah, you know, I had to go and see and check it out and what it's all about. I grabbed one of those e-scooters, scooted on over there.
Did you?
Basically after the interview, the woman that hosted it, she does a podcast called Movies That Made Me. It's all about movies that inspired you or got you into certain things. I talked about Almost Famous on it, which is
one of my favorites.
Is a great one. But she had a little contraption, that Ghostbusters trap that I'm talking about. So I'm excited to get to use one myself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I'm stealing your idea. I'm sorry.
New York state lawmakers struck a deal. Did you know this? I'm moving right on to the show because I want to get into it. New York lawmakers have struck a deal to legalize electric bicycles and scooters in the closing days of the legislative season. A move that sounds like the death knell for the city's controversial prohibition on the devices. States hate these things. A lot of you hate these things. A lot of us hate these scooters. We try not to hate on the things that we do because we're all riders. But, you know, if you want to ride an EUC, cool. If you want to ride a one wheel, cool. You want to ride a boosted board, that's cool. But the problem with the scooters is that it's not electric device riders. It's just people trying to get from A to B. And they're doing it in a way that's really making a bad name for a lot of us who take it seriously. New York just gave it the okay. And e-bikes, scooters, we're good. We're good. I mean, this is New York Times, folks. I'm not just pulling this off of, like, Wikipedia. New York Post. Apologize. So, yeah, NewYorkPost.com. It looks like they've been given the okay. Are we excited? I mean, this is huge, folks. Like, and now what I want to say is if anybody is listening in New York, now the clock begins, okay? It's on you now. Make sure to set a good example. That's all I'm saying. Let's go. Don't fuck it up for everybody else. Am I right? Belly, what are we doing over there? Are you good?
I'm trying to figure out, so we are on Facebook right now. We're good on our Facebook audience.
Awesome.
But I'm not sure we have our video for YouTube public. So I'm not sure it's broadcasting out because I don't see it over here. So we're on Facebook today.
We're on Facebook today.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So that's all right. I'll post it later. Yeah. And then you can hang out. But just go over to Facebook if you're used to it.
You're going to have to go over to YouTube because we have a huge drop coming on YouTube after the show today.
Yeah, we can tell them that. I mean, so congratulations to New York. I just wanted to say that. But yeah, absolutely. The One Love video comes out today on our YouTube page right after this. We've been doing a lot of promoting lately. And I feel like we needed to chill out a little bit on how much there's just a lot of good stuff happening over here. I mean, that's it. I'm sorry. There's a lot of good stuff going on. The Patreon's really got value right now. And you'll notice that everybody below us from the $10 Clyde's Army tier has their name on the screen. Yeah, for sure. But they also get a shirt in the mail and there's all kinds of other stuff. They also got early access to this video, the One Love short film. It comes out today, guys. So as soon as this show is over, you can go watch it right on our page. It's coming out at 1:15. So, good luck there. I'm wondering, actually, it's going to go out an hour early. It's going to be 15:00.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I saw the scheduled time.
Yeah, so
it's
that
literally
also
dropping in three minutes.
3 minutes. So if you want to go watch the One Love video in 3 minutes, you can. I implore you, stick around, hang out for another 45, listen to Keel, and then go do it. You've got all day at work. You got time to waste.
Yeah. Well, they're on Facebook today, so we're excited to be on the One Wheel Owners group.
Yeah, it's great to be here, and we've been very well supported on the One Wheel Owners group. The internet never fails. For some reason, YouTube, not so hot last week. That was weird. Who knows? Same internet feed. YouTube goes down. Facebook does not. So, Belly, some guy was posting, I have a Plus, I have an XR, and I have a V1, and I have to sell one to keep my marriage. So, which should he sell? Social Media Lounge, which is today in the Facebook group. If you had to sell one and you had all three, a V1, a Plus, and an XR, which would you sell? Belly, can you maybe poll them that? Can you ask them that? I mean, I'm sure they can hear us, but I want to know, like, if you had all three, which would you sell? Because a V1 is vintage.
No, I'd get rid of the V1.
I don't know, man. I think there's a lot of people out there that would probably disagree.
Yeah, they'd hang it, they'd mount it on a wall, like, captured, like, because it's like a monument now. So, like, underneath it has the My First One Wheel hanging on the wall. So that's what's going to be your, I'm guessing. But where's your Plus, though?
I think you go Plus, man. I think you get rid of the Plus.
Yeah, you probably get rid of the Plus.
Because you can get pretty much a comparable board for $400 or $500 less after taxes in a pint.
And you could probably sell the Plus price to get a pint.
I don't know. How much do you think? I have a Plus with 50 miles on it. How much do you think? I mean, do you really think probably I could get $1,000 for it?
Yeah.
Come on.
Absolutely.
I'd sell it right now if somebody wanted to buy it for $1,100.
Well, let me cancel my damn freaking pint order.
You can have my Plus.
And I'll buy your Plus if it ever gets here.
If it ever gets here. That's true. I got to ship it from Matty Potts.
He's going to murder you.
Yeah, I know. Well, he's actually going to join us on the One Wheel of Treasure coming up on Thursday.
Oh,
he's going to be
my.
A guest. He'll give a guest giveaway from Potts. That'll be fun. We've got a couple more surprises that we're excited to unveil for you guys, but it's going to be a lot of fun on Thursday. Belly, like, how excited are you for this One Wheel of Treasure thing?
I'm super excited. We've been walking around every day. We're coming out with more ideas and more ideas.
I mean,
we've got a lot going on. We don't want to tell you guys how much we have going on because we've got over 25, 30 prizes to give away. We've got tons of money to give away. And then we've got the Leaf Tech to give away to our patrons. That's a patron only giveaway. But it's going to be a nonstop. Oh, and there goes my camera because Luch is getting wild and crazy back there. Just going nuts. it's even better focus now. That's this weird. Makes me look so much better. I appreciate you doing that.
You're welcome.
Because it was not necessary. And now we've got someone coming into the studio, it looks like. You need to get out of the seat, Luch, and not knock over my camera this time, please. And then we've got the host of the voice, the One Wheel of Treasure, spectacular extravaganza, all the words under the sun. Here he is, Papa Luch.
Hello there, sir. How we doing? Oh, man. Let me tell you something. I have been doing game shows my whole career, 30 years in the business. I have never been more excited for one show in my whole life, folks. I'm 72 years old, okay? And I'm going to tell you something. Back when I feel like I'm 35 again. I feel rejuvenated. I feel excited.
Man, this is where you told me to shoot now. That's awesome. How did you get involved in this project? How did Luch get in touch with you?
Well, he obviously didn't. He's got to run the board in here. He's got to do things. And he doesn't like to do more than like 2 or 3 hours of work in a day. So we'll just like, I feel like he's tapped out. He reached out to me and said, listen, man, can you come back? Can you do it? Can you hop in that time travel? I need you. Come out of retirement, man. We need you. Come back and do this one night. And I said, you know what? For you, Luch.
Now, what do you bring to the table that Luch doesn't bring?
What doesn't Luch bring?
I mean, this is why he brought you in. You have to have some sort of special skill that makes you the right choice for this.
Yeah. I've got 30 years on the kid.
Oh, okay.
So everything that he thinks
experience,
he knows,
folks, yeah, that's what it is.
Everything he thinks that he knows, it's a young buck running around talking about chopping down Christmas trees, doing his own thing, sleeping in. Let me tell you something. That kid's life is about to change, and he doesn't even know it. He's already tired. He needed to reach out to me, and I'm here to save the day.
Well, can I just point something out to
you? Yeah, what do you need?
Before we get you out of here?
Yeah, absolutely.
You have way better hair than Lucio.
Am I right? I mean, that's what happens. So in the future, folks, I don't know if you guys realize this, but in the future, hair restoration, huge. Bet on it. Go ahead and just book it.
We got Luch from the future, basically. This is what we got. Oh, man, that's going to be a great time. He's going to jump on.
Thursday, 8 o'clock, be here.
Boom.
Bet.
Bet, as the young folks say. Man, Luch has got to run for his money. He better make him go back, because otherwise we're going to get a
here,
full... We're
going to
get Papa Luch in here nonstop all this the
guy.
Time, regardless. Oh, man, they're hugging right now. So that's
I'm not
nice.
Hugging him. He just kicked me in the junk. He's pushing me out of the way. He's trying to rush out of here. Jeez.
I think he's trying to take over the show.
Well, I mean, you talk about old man strength. That dude is strong. God.
Old man strength. Yeah, it's probably all the vitamins they have in the future.
Thursday's going to be fun. I'm very excited. Get out of the studio, Papa. Jesus. This guy. Clyde, handle it.
Yep. Clyde, security, please.
Can we call Keel Hart? Can we get our wood? Let's go. I want Keel Hart on the show. I'm all frazzled now. I knocked Belly's camera out everywhere. Podcasters, if you don't know what the hell just happened, go back and listen to the video. This should be good. I got you. Here we go. We'll just do it together. Oh, man. We've been... We'll peel back the curtain of what's going on today as soon as we get through Keel's interview, which we're very, very excited for. Belly and I are just all sorts. All
oh
sorts.
Boy.
Is that him right now? Do I have him? Keel Hart, what's up, man?
He'd be floating.
Happening, guys.
There
floating.
He is.
Yeah.
Keel, we're looking good. Is this Bend, Oregon?
Oh, yeah. Oh, actually, I'm in Lapine, Oregon right now. It's just south of Bend.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why didn't you pick a nice day?
Right. Yeah, today is a killer day out here. It's like 80 degrees, maybe. Just cruising in circles. But, yeah, absolutely fantastic. Just figured I'd join in and promote all my stuff I got going on.
Well, that can't be the only reason that you wanted to come on. I know you've been talking about hanging out with people. You're like an OG of the social media lounge. I don't want to just go right to the... I mean, we've been talking about your wood art all day, but we want to spend some time with you. Do we have a few minutes with you?
Absolutely.
Awesome. All right, cool. So let's go ahead and start with his woodwork, Belly. Can you do that? We'll go ahead and show you that first.
Yep.
And then we'll have some fun with Keel. But, dude, how long does it take you to make one of these pieces?
It kind of varies. Some of the simpler ones will take, you know, I can do a smaller piece in a day or two, but for the most part, I spend about a week on, give or take, on any of them. So it could be hours a day for that week, or, you know, just a little bit of time here and there. But I put some good amount of time, like, for instance, each letter that I do, if I do shading, end up being 20, 30 minutes per letter. So it can be a little bit of work there.
So can you explain it to somebody who's maybe listening on a podcast who can't really see what we're looking at? Like, what is it that you do to these pieces of wood to make them the art that it is?
Well, okay, so I guess we'll start here. So this forest here is actually where I picked this spot, because this is a lot of the area where they log. They take, they got some logs right here. They got these logs. They will take those over to the lumber company, which is right across the road, and cut them into a bunch of scrap. And what they consider scrap is actually prime wood for burning. So I have a little machine. It looks a lot like a tattoo machine of sorts. Not quite. It has a box, regulates the temperature with a dial. It's all digital as far as the temperature gauge part goes. It has a couple of extensions that come off. With a small interchangeable piece at the end. I have about 20 pieces that have different tips for, you know, depending on if I'm shading or fine lines, things like that. So, yeah, I basically sand down the wood, burn it with that machine, and then from there, kind of whoever I'm working with, ask if they like the way it's looking then, and kind of go depending on what it is with a lighter or darker stain and I could do a polyurethane coating over the top as well.
Now, Keel, I got to ask how you get into something like this. Where did you kind of find the passion for this kind of activity and artwork, man?
Well, it goes way back. The artwork, if you look at, I'll have to post it sometime. Some of my old report cards actually said, quote, needs to spend more time on schoolwork and less time on artwork. And as we can see, that didn't work so well.
So, can you tell us what you would say to one of those teachers?
Look at me now.
How do you like me now?
I got to imagine Looch wasn't the best. Looch was that student in class as well, where he's like, Looch, we need you to focus more time on the schoolwork and less time on the jibber jabber and the talking and the nonstop verbal assault of basically everyone around you.
Yeah, no one at my table cluster got anything done.
Right.
Keel, what kind of elementary student were you?
Oh, I was a nerd. I was a total science nerd. I mean, like Space Camp, you name it.
Give me your best story from Space Camp. I gotta know.
Oh, good Lord. It was so long ago, but...
What's happening at Space Camp? I never went to...
I can barely remember what I did in college.
Yeah, what did you just say, Keel?
It wasn't even the real Space Camp. It was like a smaller version of Space Camp.
Nope. You just promoted it like it was Space Camp. Now I need a story from it. I want to know, like, were there girls there? Was it... Because, I mean, I would imagine...
That's the first question. Were there girls there?
It was co-ed. There were quite a few kids there. I remember doing a... simulated kind of spacewalk underwater with weighted things, and we made a PVC pipe space station of sorts, I guess.
When you're underwater, did they give you like something that you could like breathe underwater, or you were like holding your breath while carrying heavy stuff underwater?
How old are you when this is happening?
Oh, this was probably seventh, sixth grade, somewhere in there, maybe before that even. It was way back, so...
13 years old and scuba tanking it. All right. Well, I think nerds I think we're all a little nerdy. And if you're into gadgets and one wheels and stuff, you probably were a little nerdy in high school.
You should be. Science.
I take everything apart and put it back together and sometimes end up with extra parts, but that's how you learn.
So how did you get into one wheeling in general, man?
I think like everyone else, I saw it on, all over Instagram, all over YouTube, and thought, I'm never going to own one of these things, and decided, hey, I'm going to change that. And I got a small loan, which I'm pretty much done paying off. I get small loans to build credit with my one wheels. That's what I've been doing lately. So
financial advisors, financial advice from Keel Hart, ladies and gentlemen, not only do you get some wood, you get some cash too.
A little bit of everything.
So how are you? I feel like you're not only taking 180s on your one wheel, you're also doing so with your own life. Can you tell us a little bit about your life path and how you've been making some changes lately?
Oh yeah. So a lot of you may know, as I'm dressed, I'm on a break right now from work. I'm a funeral director's assistant. So that type of job can take its tolls. Well, the stress actually doesn't get to me that bad, but it affects my body worse than I thought it would. Been noticing some things happening. So without going into that whole story, decided to make some better changes for myself. So right now I've applied and I'm waiting to hear back about a master controller program that I'm going to be working at a TV station, kind of running what's on the TV. So that'll be pretty sweet. It's a Friday through Monday gig.
I'm going to tell you right now, switching the cameras is, it can be taxing.
I've heard. I have a good buddy that I do animations, stop motion animations with, and he's been running it for a long time now. So it's going to be a learning process, but he's been showing me some ropes and getting me ready. So.
If you were, geek, if you just bring out your inner geek, dude, I think you're going to be great at it. Like, really, I think you have the mindset for it, especially if it's just something that if you want to do it, then you're going to be good at it.
Right. Yeah. You have to have a passion. That's for one wheel. I mean, I don't know if you guys all know, but so much passion. I got a one wheel tattoo. So you got to have a passion about whatever you do. That's for sure in life.
Well, I've got a couple people in the social media lounge letting us know that Space Camp sounds awesome. So if you ever go back, you're going to need a plus one or maybe five.
Right? There we go.
So now why am I not hearing wind as you're clearly mowing around the neighborhood?
I have this awesome Plantronics headset that my boss bought me for work, and it is absolutely fantastic for noise cancellation. I think it's one of the best ones out there.
Like, does anybody realize that?
Seriously, this brand needs to be spoken about.
Yeah, what is happening right now?
All right, we can't get this when people are sitting in a living room.
Yeah, tell us about this piece you got, because seriously, if you're listening on the podcast, like, this dude's just rolling around a softball field, and I just saw him cruising at about 12 to 15 miles an hour, and I don't hear a bit of wind, do you?
None. Zero. Zero. His audio is on right now.
He's cruising right now.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Oh, so, Keel, what is that called?
What was
that? What is that called, that headpiece, one more time? What's that called?
It's called the Plantronics, like plants, Plantronics. I forgot which one it is. I think it's the 6500, but they're about $100. Not too terribly much more than the other headsets out there. So.
Listen, man, if it'll allow me to roll around and be on the phone on a one wheel, that's a huge hindrance that the wind, you can't, you know, the person's always like, dude, I can't hear you.
Lucha's got to stop so he can take those work calls.
That's what I do. I stop and I just sit down and I take a call and then I go back on my wheel.
I have a feeling
that's
this
great.
Is getting ordered today.
Oh, book it, Clyde, on it.
You will be able to float and call. You'll be good.
Look out. Look out, world.
I love it. So, Keel, let's go back to this. How much does this stuff cost? Where can I find this woodwork? And how are the vendors receiving them? Like, tell us what you're doing.
Oh, all right. So yeah, that's I started a new website. That's the first one I've ever started. I think you have it pulled up there, venturepyrography.com. All the pieces are actually subject to really their weight and shipping and then a little bit of money for my time, obviously. But as far as the one wheel vendors go right now, I'm providing any and all one wheel vendors free signs for their business. So feel free to hit me up. Let me see if I have Jeremy Gavin in here. I think you have it pulled up on there, though, but I have it with you. You can see it in person. I come prepared like that.
Well, I'll tell you what.
You'll be able to find it on there. Most of them, nothing's going to be over $100 unless it's giant. So, here we go. There we go. Got this guy. I don't know if you can see it in the sun very well.
That's the OW armor.
I do have a picture of it as well here, Keel, so I can definitely show that.
Oh, look
well.
At that. It's live. We've got the picture
live.
Of it.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Belly. There it is. Boom.
There we go.
So there it is. You're seeing that. Yeah, look at that detail on that. That looks great.
And we've got actually one more to show. We want to make sure you guys get to see. He's got. We've already got ours, Studio A.
Boom.
We love it. It's awesome. And also, it smells good. It does. You know
the right kind of wood.
What's another weird smell? Because I'm telling you, it smells good. You know when you open a freezer? A freezer to me smells good. Keel, what's another weird good smell?
I like new electronics. I love that smell.
Belly?
Ooh. I mean bacon, but that's...
You can't pick bacon for
the go-to.
A weird... Yeah, come on.
Weird smells.
Yeah,
come on. I don't know. I guess socks? Fresh socks? But I like more the feel of them. I don't smell them.
Yeah, two different senses, bro.
I don't know. I don't know what I'm going for.
All right.
I can't smell anything.
Yeah, belly's all clogged up. All right, Keel, we got to get you out of here. So we have one more fun question for you as you one wheel around. Are you short or tall? How tall are you?
5'7".
Me too. Okay, so fairly short. So if you were tall for a day, what's the first thing that you would do?
Oh, good Lord. That is a really good question.
Right? It's hard to answer.
I like this one.
I'm like, what would I do? Reach for something really high? I don't know.
get something off the
dunk. Keel, you want to dunk.
Right, what did you just say? Because Belly just said dunk a basketball. What did you say?
Oh, dunk a basketball would be great. I was going to say Belly had a good one with ride a roller coaster or something if you couldn't before.
Oh, no, he listens to the Patrons Only podcast. That's how you've got the behind the scenes. Good for you, man. Well, Keel, I'll tell you what. We'll get you out of here.
One more question, Keel, because I have to know. I find this all...
What are we doing?
If you do a laundry load without putting any soap in, is the laundry any cleaner?
I'm going to say it washes away some dirt just a little bit.
Yes, marginally.
It's got to do something.
Sweat, though. Yeah, sweat. Yep, you're totally screwed. That sweat's still on there. And now on all the other clothes.
Oh, man, he's awesome. Clyde. I just called him Clyde. Keel, thank you so much for joining us, man. I appreciate you, man. Yes. Is there anything you want to say before we get you out of here?
Go check out the site and go get a good flight, guys.
Love it. All right, float on, dude. Next time we're up in Bend, Oregon, we will stop by and see you, sir. Have a wonderful rest of the day and keep kicking life right in the ass. I love that kid.
Okay.
I love him. Bye, Keel.
See you, Keel.
He's the best. All right. I have so much fun on Tuesdays. I really do. I look forward to it every single week, and I hope you certainly do too. So thank you guys for joining us. I got my first six string.
I know a lot of these old songs that we find always have a...
Am I wrong? I mean, who's feeling it?
It's there.
Thank you, YouTube Music. Can I take this stupid helmet off yet?
No helmets.
No!
Helmets always.
God. What is with the internet breaking?
Internet's breaking the past day and a half.
What is going on, everybody?
The helmet back and forth is strong today and the last weekend.
Listen. Like, I mean, it's to the point where you tune in and it's like, I'm here for the comments. And I just thought I would throw out my opinion because it's no better than yours and I'm not telling you what to do. But I just feel like I'm not even going to talk about helmets and I'm going to get this point across. Belly, show him the gun.
Oh, no.
Show him the gun. How many are in there? How many Nerf pellets do you have in there? Like 30?
At least 20.
So tell the people why we have that gun in the studio and what I told you before the show.
If he gets a certain tonnage, I have to shoot him.
Which I'm really not pumped about. And we decided in like 3 minutes before, it's actually why we're about 30 seconds
late. I'm sitting way too close to him.
He's really close, and that's probably going to hurt. In fact, you know what? I'll take one for the team. Bring it, quick.
Oh, wait, hold on. Oh, sorry. Misfire.
Oh, God. Ow!
Ooh, that was right in the zero on his back.
God.
I don't know why you want me to. I see this is. I don't.
This
know
is the problem.
People don't want to see this. Man.
This is the problem.
I mean, maybe they do. But I don't think people want to see you get shot there, especially with this Nerf gun.
I feel like sometimes
a Nerf gun for the podcast listeners.
Yes, it is a Nerf gun. Absolutely. All right. I just feel like my tone sometimes can get very. And I get a little bit like I'm talking at you and not to you and with you. And I just feel like I that's not helpful for anyone, including the messenger. So I just see a lot of times like, man, some of these posts like deserve a Nerf gun in the back. A Nerf gun in the back. Obviously, only a Nerf gun, a toy in the back.
It's like a
bop.
It's like a bop on the head.
It's just a quick, like, hey, we're all adults here. We all bought our own boards, and we all want to be a part of this community. But let's be honest. Some states don't even require motorcycle riders to ride with helmets, Belly.
Nope.
You can't just sit on a pole. I don't know.
I can't imagine any of those states anymore.
North Carolina. It's right below us.
That's ridiculous.
I mean, it's there. It's one state below. You do not need a helmet
to ride
a motorcycle.
Some people should wear helmets driving. A car, a vehicle that has completely surrounded.
But it's true. I mean, there are states in the country that don't even require you to wear a helmet riding something that goes 80 miles an hour easily
more
and you're not
sometimes
surrounded by anything. So what that's saying is if somebody's going to go out and ride without a helmet, I am not advocating for that. But I do respect your rights. Do whatever you want as long as you realize that whatever you're about to bring on yourself is on you now, bro.
And don't hate on people for wishing better safety on you.
But that's not what they're doing. No one's getting mad at a post that says, hey, man, I really just don't want you to get hurt. Please, guys, I care about your well-being. Please ride with a helmet. Have you ever seen that post? Because I haven't.
I've seen that post. I've seen that,
not like
that post
that
the other day.
Not with that tone. It's always like, you know, hey, guys, You know, what did I see? Like, the coma look isn't sexy. Wear your brain bucket. And I get it, but like, there's no right side of this helmet thing. Okay. And it's definitely not our job to weigh in and tell you who to listen to. I'm just going to tell you my opinion on it. You have the right to do whatever you want, but it's on you, whatever happens. And quite frankly, you know, you are, people are looking up to you as a rider. New riders who are riding in the street and are watching you ride are like seeing that as a norm, that this is such a confident piece of equipment that you can ride it without a helmet on. You know, people watch some of the YouTube videos out there. Some of the best riders ride without a helmet on. And, you know, I'm not going to hate on them. I ride a lot of the times without a helmet on. If I'm going to the gas station, I'm not wearing a helmet. Quite frankly, I rarely wear a helmet until we did that show about the guy who died. It freaked me out. And I pretty much wear this now and everywhere I go.
I have a helmet before I even own a wheel.
You are on the other side of it. You're like, I need all this stuff before it even gets here.
Yeah.
But, man, guys, I think we really start to lose sight of what's really important, which is that we're all riders here, when you start telling people how to live their lives. That's where it all gets lost, and it doesn't matter if your message is good or not. You're getting a Nerf gun to the back. Like, I'm sorry.
And don't tell... So don't be an overbearing...
Rephrase anything that we're saying here. Do not tell anyone what to do, because I'm really trying to hold myself to this standard. I'm not trying to tell you...
I'm telling you to not tell people what to do.
You can't come at it from that angle, because it wouldn't make any sense. Why did I get one in the head for that?
Yeah, but because your message is telling people to not tell people.
Believe me, I thought about this a lot. I've been up since 4:30 in the morning, Eastern time. I've been thinking about how to get this message across, because, guys, I'm sitting there in the shitter dropping a deuce for a morning show, and it's like 5:30 in the morning before we're even on the air. I'm the only person in the men's room because I'm the only man in the building. And I'm just going through Facebook, and it's starting at like 5 o'clock this morning. Helmets, 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 fangs, fangs, helmets, fangs, helmets, helmets, fangs. Whoa, we all ride one wheels. We gotta get to a point. I hope, I hope where we're not forcing our way of riding on other people. That's all I'm asking. That's all I'm asking, Belly. That's not.
I agree with you. I think that's a good point. I think everyone should be going out there to have their own float and float the way that makes them feel comfortable, that makes them happy, and makes them really get the best out of this board. My biggest thing when it comes to this is I find these moments fleeting, in a sense of some days they're going to be the nonstop fang talk or the which whatever that is ridiculous in its own right. The nonstop helmet talk and the safety talk and the
or the next product to come out that splits everybody down
or someone posts your top speed. It's the same kind of stuff every time. Those posts are always going to be reactionary posts, but in the same sense, as fast as they showed up, they'll be gone the next day. And then 5, 10, 16 days, a month later, we'll have the same conversation and the same post again. And guess what's going to happen to that same post? It'll fall off the wayside and we'll all get back to the floating.
So you're just saying none of this really matters?
No, what I'm saying is...
Which is a fair argument to take.
Well, I just think people... I think there are enough smart people in this group to know their side of it and then stick on their side of it. And that's how it's going to be. Like, it's fine if everyone wants to get out there, argue and go off on each other and be nuts... and crazy. But let me tell you what else.
Both sides are nuts over it right now.
It's not just in the one world group. Guess what happened yesterday? Guess what yesterday was? Guess what last night was?
Oh, man, did you hear this?
Full moon.
Yeah.
It was a full... I came home the other night. It was Saturday. It was Sunday night.
That's not what I was going to say.
It was 4 o'clock in the morning into Monday morning, or 3 o'clock after a busy night. I look up. It's a full moon out. But I didn't even need to know it was a full moon out because I had the crazies in the bar that night and I had more crazies yesterday and I was dealing with them all day. It's just a symptom of the full moon.
Why is that? Like the moon's in retrograde or something?
Yeah, moon's in retrograde. I don't know what's going on, but the werewolves are out. Like everyone's bearing claws. Everyone's got like their minds warped by some kind of weird functioning part of the moon where it... they're shooting down beams at us, and we all get crazy.
Well, it's
funny
because
that's what's going on right now.
I look, man. It's not just Facebook it's not just our Facebook groups that this happens in. There's a story that was going around on the show that I was, whatever, this is going around the news that there are hundreds of active and former police officers that are part of extremist Facebook groups. And then they started highlighting on the radio show I was listening to, they were just highlighting, you know, how people can really go off the deep end on these groups. And then Facebook steps in and other people step in. And I realize that, like, people with the helmet argument, I think the argument, am I right, folks, that the argument is that I think really it's don't fuck it up for me. Am I right? I don't think the people that are posting telling me to ride with a helmet or telling you to ride with a helmet, I don't think they're doing it because they really care about you and your helmet for the most part. I think, right? Like, why do you care so much? To think I'm not like disparaging those people. Like, I'm honestly asking the question. If you're somebody who's posting ride with a helmet, ride with a helmet. Belly, I want your input on this. Are you with me?
Mm-hmm.
Do you really think that those people care enough and are trying to make change with your life with that post? Or are they really thinking, like, don't fuck this up for me and have another person die and have more rules and regulations? Don't be the idiot in the group. Is that, like, where is this, the fuel for this fire coming from? That's what I'm asking you, and I'm asking you as the listener.
I think there's definitely a part of that where safety becomes a concern, where...
Do you really think these people care if you get hurt? They've never met you before.
Well, we've talked about people who have died and been seriously injured and the amount of injuries that come from these electric scooters, where now the electric scooters are even being regulated on their speed and how fast they go. We saw someone post in the One Wheel group about how their daily commute is their one wheel. But the other day, they didn't have their one wheel available to them. They were stuck in traffic. They weren't going to get to a place where they needed to be. He parked his car. He got one of those rented scooters,
yep.
The Bird scooter or yep. whatever it was, still made it to its destination, but he mentioned that they had definitely regulated and restricted back the speeds so that they're not fast enough to go in the bike lane, but they're still a little too fast to be going on the sidewalk with pedestrians. So there's a lot of things, and we talk about laws and council meetings all the time where this can go one way or the other. You just mentioned New York going in and saying, hey, it's going to be a good thing. We got to make sure we're restricting it and making it regulated and taking care of people with it. Or we go the opposite way where they're completely banned. There's a good chance they could be completely banned somewhere, like the Santa Monica Pier.
Yeah. We talked about that not long ago. And that's what I'm saying. I don't want you to think that we're sitting here saying, like, people who are getting on you about riding without helmets are selfish. That's not what I'm saying. I'm trying to break it down because the internet seems to be broken today. And it's like, why is this this has just been outrageous to see the amount of people. And I think it's a lot of new riders who come from all different respects and regards. And they're just bringing in what they think is knowledge from all over the place and telling it to people who have been riding a certain way for way longer.
Well, I'm seeing a post here in the social media lounge that I'm just really getting into on the Facebook. I'm figuring out. It says, I had to throttle back on my helmet wear post, but yeah, I do care about the people and I don't want them to die. And it's not because it would benefit me in any way. It just benefits life in general.
That's a good person right there. I mean, and that, thank you. I appreciate the input. Touchdown for the social media lounge, because I'm asking the question, like, I want to get to the bottom of this. Why are people getting so mad at each other? And I think it's really all about tone.
Oh, well, sorry. That's,
what are you playing right now?
Oh, that's the other video playing. Yeah, there we go. See, I'm used to being on the YouTubes. I clicked it to get into the comments, and then the audio is playing. So,
got it.
Sure, that's been...
Where is it? I still have no touchdown.
Boom! Touchdown! There
better.
It is.
Better. That's for you, Social Media Lounge. Thank you. I asked for input because, I mean, that's why we're doing this show. We don't have the answers, but I'd like to highlight a light on things and just point out what's happening and just say why. What's happening right now? I mean, let's just remember that we're all riders at the end of the day. We all ride one wheels. And so you're okay in my book. Let's start there. Let's just start there. That's my I implore you to do so. Can we go through some of the archives, Belly? I asked.
Yes,
we
got a lot going on.
And we're getting out of here soon. You might be noticing that I'm wearing an Italian jersey here, a soccer jersey, a football jersey, if you will. Let me tell you something. We talked about on the Patrons Only podcast, which everybody got to hear this week. I hope you enjoy it. And I hope you all got to appreciate something out of it. But let me say something. I told you, throw down on Italy. Entertainment purposes only. Throw down on Italy.
Now they got to just win the whole thing.
Listen, man. Like I'm just saying, I chose Italy and Australia for the Women's World Cup. Go figure. I just like their odds to win the whole thing.
Didn't
look at what groups they're in. They're in the same group. But they might both get out. So just, I'm going for Italy big time today. Let's go. What's in the archives?
So before I show this video, I will say a graphic warning for those who are uncomfortable with certain,
vernacular.
It's not an injury, but it doesn't show any, it is an injury, but it doesn't show any blood. This person should probably be wearing a helmet in between their pants.
Oh, no. No, thank you. Can we get that one more time?
I need
that
one more time. No, I can't. I don't show nut shots more.
No, give me one more. I want one more. Come on. Let's go. Clyde, overrule it. No?
I don't show nut shots more than once ever.
I've been overruled. Wow. Studio mode. What is happening here? All right. Fine. All right. Clyde gave us the no-go. No, that was all Belly. Clyde saying no. That was all Belly shutting us down. What else do you have in the saved archives here? Go ahead and play that one from the beginning. This is a fun one. This is a group that just joined the weekly one-wheel challenges. This is Dad and Son, and Son is throwing us up the hang 10 as he floats by in the garage. Listen, guys, they're stoked for the weekly one-wheel challenges, and I got one for you. It's coming up this week. You want to know what it is? Should I let them know, Belly? Should I tell them early?
What?
Where are you listening?
I know you've got something to tell them. Should you tell them early?
I want you to answer the question without having a clue what the question was.
I think you should absolutely tell them, Luch. It's a great idea.
Okay, that sounds good. So this week in the weekly one-wheel challenges.
What are we doing in the weekly one-wheel challenges?
I want to see your slowest 180. And this is a tougher one because I know maybe, that sucks to have a kid. But I've been working on this one for a while. I want to see the slowest 180. Meaning, I'll throw out a video on it. You can't like loop, okay? But you have to spin the board. The actual board has to spin as slow as possible in a 180.
I can't wait to forget all these slow-mo videos.
Yeah, don't you dare. Don't give them ideas.
I'm just like, how slow
can I
slow down?
That's how trusting Belly is of his social media lounge, which are his people, Clyde's army. He doesn't think anybody's going to take it. All right, he's not worried about people cheating. But that will be the weekly one-wheel challenge. That's good. What else you got in there? You got Bartman?
Yes, and I got Bartman. This is a great freaking photo. I freaking love it.
Yeah, I saw this. Who photoshopped this? Do we know? Who gets the credit for this?
Bart has the post, so I'm going to go with him. But
all right, well, Bart Miller, ladies and gentlemen, we'll show it to you for the podcasters. That is...
Do the Bartman.
Bart Simpson rocking a Bud Light on a one-wheel, leaning forward for sure, about to take nosedive heard around the world, but looks like at Miami Beach.
Looking good.
That is well done on the Photoshop side of things. I just like seeing those Photoshops. We should have more of those. Can we get more people Photoshopping one wheels into funny things?
Right.
Like, do you realize that there's a market for that? If you're looking to be the next, like, Liwano, Lueno, if you are looking to be the next, like funny thing, start Photoshopping one wheels into funny things. Like everybody loves what Parker's doing over there at Lueno.com, because it's creative, it's new, it's fresh. Ooh, Belly's got one to pull up from the saved video archives. This is creepy AF, and it's just like when I told you guys that story of when I was in the woods. I looked up and realized I was surrounded by trees that had 187 carved all around them, which is the police code for murder. Yeah, got the F out of there. Belly, what is this from, I believe, is this June Kim or what's going on here?
Yes.
Are we ready for it? Show these people because, I mean, if I saw this when I was one here, but... here you go. Show the people. I got them. This is one of the creepiest things ever seen on a one wheel.
I don't know why it's not good.
By June Kim. Will you press play already?
Play. We got a bunch of gang stuff on these trees and syringes everywhere. We just happened to find a random trail and we just came in and then this is what we found. I'm going to say this is one of the creepier things in my life.
Now, I have to do my best.
This is creepy or just weird, but we got a bunch of gang stuff on these trees and syringes everywhere.
Syringes usually indicate drugs.
We just happened to find a random trail and we just came in and then this is what we found.
Gang signs and syringes. Can you take it to the next one? Just hit right. Yeah, because listen, everybody. Just listen. It's a black screen.
How creepy this is? We're in pitch black right now. And it's this creepy, weird noise is right next to me. This is the creepiest thing I did not see on my one wheel. So it's pitch black out here.
Can we play that again? I want to have the audience in the social media lounge guess what this sound is. What do you think this sound is?
You hear how creepy this is? We're in pitch black right now. And it's this creepy, weird noise is right next to me. This is the creepiest thing I did not see on my one wheel. So it's pitch black out here.
First of all, that's creepy AF. One more time, listen to the sound, pipe it in the social media lounge. What is this?
You know how creepy this is? We're in pitch black right now. And it's this creepy, weird noise is right next to me. This is the creepiest thing I did not see on my one wheel. So it's pitch black out here.
I'm going to go with, if I could, a failed cow tipping.
I am going to go with...
Wait, let mine sit and hang out on it. I think that's a cow tipping gone wrong.
I think there's an overwhelming answer here.
Uh-oh.
The social media lounge?
Was it obvious? Am I right? Is it that obvious?
Oh, it's so obvious, and you are so wrong.
What are you talking about?
The social media lounge... Unanimously, I haven't seen any other suggestion besides this, and I've seen 9, 10 of them.
Has this ever happened before?
Frogs.
Frogs?
Frogs and toads.
No, this is a cow tipping gone wrong. It's kids trying to push a cow, and they're repeatedly unable to tip it over. Belly, give it to me one more time.
I was going
to
say, his one wheel sounds like shit.
I don't know if this is creepy or just weird, but we got a bunch of gang stuff on right these trees and syringes everywhere.
How are they both playing?
I don't know. That's weird.
Oh, man, I really wanted that.
But it's definitely not cow tipping. Sounds like his one wheel is surging, and he should definitely send it into future motion. Sounds $700.
Like... Unless you're Corey Bainey, and then it's going to be $950. I love you, Corey. I'm sorry, bro. That is just outrageous.
Yep.
That is outrageous. That's just an inside one. All righty, folks. What is up? I'm gone. See ya.
And he's fuzzed out.
They must want Papa Looch for the rest of the show. Papa Looch, can you get in here to finish the show out, please?
Yes, Papa Looch, come on in. Now, I've seen some people posting in the social media lounge, and I will say I do definitely agree with a lot of people in there. The one thing I definitely see there that I agreed with was the... We don't need to be advised. Most of us are adults and know the risks and accept them. No need to push it down anyone else's throat. If you poo-poo someone or you can't make someone else wear a helmet. Now, of course, we all care about everyone else's safety, but like this is saying, the people that are out there not riding helmets for the most part know what they're doing in the sense of they know the risks they're taking. They know they're going out there.
Examples. You got Sean Nelson getting her concussed.
I know.
Knows what he's doing.
And he knows what he's doing in the sense of he still knows the risks that were out there. He mentioned himself in his interview that he was someone who didn't ride a lot in helmets in youth and is paying for him now a lot of those pains and issues later. But he knew during that time that was the ride. So that's him. So with that, Looch is now banned from studio, it seems. He is out of here. So, see you, Looch. I hope you guys didn't want to say goodbye to him because he didn't want to.
Whatever. I'll see you
Thursday. He's coming back Thursday if Papa Looch doesn't just take him over from here on out.
Let me tell you something, you young whippersnappers. That boy is outrageous out there. I don't know what is up his craw, but I don't like the cut of his jig.
Well, that's usually his demeanor, so you got to get used to that. It took me a little bit, but... So, Papa Looch, welcome back to the stew, boss. Are you ready to close this show out today?
Oh, you know I am. I'll be ready to go. We've got everything locked in, loaded. Over $2,500 worth of prizes to give away, including a two-night stay at a one-wheel resort on the border of Tennessee and North Carolina, those beautiful Asheville Mountains. You can ride them outside of Float Life Fest 3. You can go down there with a plus one. You can pick any two nights you want. Are you kidding me right now? Unbelievable prizes coming up. Whole lot of stuff. Belly, take us out of here. I'm going to actually go and see if I can find that Looch Dog kid because he owes me lunch and he stole my wallet.
Lunch Dog coming out.
So this is TTR Studios brought to you by Lueno.com. Belly, I got to go. Can you please take it home?
Thanks so much. We always want to thank, give a shout out to our patrons. We appreciate them very much on this show. You see all of our Clyde's Army down in the bottom of the screen. You can't forget we also have... If you are ever in the need of some legal advice when it comes to your one wheel, if you've gotten stopped with a ticket or a citation, we've got a guy for you. It's Troy Hendrick at Hendrick and Henry Law. And it's one of those things that you're going to need all the time when it comes to these legal ramifications of what you may be getting a ticket or ride.
Unless you're in New York because it's legal now, dude.
And if you're in New York, he's going to have a real easy job. So, guys, it's been a pleasure. We'll see you Thursday. We got a lot of stuff going on. It's going to be a huge show. Don't miss out. There are going to be so many dang prizes we'll be giving away. And even if you can't make it at the start of the show, we'll be giving away prizes all the way until 10 o'clock. So get out of here and see you next time. It's been Looch and Belly for the Voice of One Wheel. You've just listened to another production from TTR Studios. If you like what we do here, don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe to TTR Studios on YouTube. And if you feel like becoming part of what we do here or receiving bonus content and gear, jump on over to patreon.com/TTR Studios LLC and join TTR Nation. And for all of us here at TTR Studios, we'll see you in the social media lounge. Later, folks.